Cloudcast Media.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Podcast with the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley. Proudly presented by Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans.
Good day out there, veterans families. Welcome to Season 2 of Your Next Mission Podcast, a program initiative of the American Freedom Foundation. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. I always love saying that, and your host. We have a great show for you today. In fact, we have a wonderful show for you today. But before we get started, if you're watching this on YouTube, please like us and hit that subscribe button on the bottom there. And for the next 20 subscribers, we'll have a special Your Next Mission shirt for you. So please make a comment in the section below there. We're going to focus on the military family today. Now, before we get started, I want to thank our presenting sponsors, Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans. They love our veterans and families. And like I say every week, we love them too. As I mentioned, today's theme is about the military family, and I'm so excited to introduce Tim Nye, Executive Director of Armed Services YMCA from San Diego and United States Marine Corps veteran. So good to have you on the show, Tim. How are you doing?
Sergeant Major, it's great to be here. Real excited.
Yeah. I'm always excited to talk to somebody. They make me talk by myself every once in a while. So, I'm sure the audience is excited to hear really all the stuff you're going to say here. But before we do that, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I am a San Diego native, and I come from a family of a long tradition of military service, mm-hmm. all the way back to Normandy. As I was talking to you earlier, my father was a CW-4, United States Marine Corps. My son is overseas in the tip of the spear right now, flying 60s and hunting some submarines maybe. Mm-hmm. And my nephew is in nuclear power school, United States Navy. So real excited to carry on the tradition.
There you go. You told me before you stayed in the Marine Corps 8 years.
8 years. And, you know, to be honest, not long enough.
Yeah.
I go back tomorrow. The difference is I don't have that 32-inch waist and the and, you know, the big shoulders like I did in the past. So right. I got to keep it in reality.
Well, I never had that 32-inch waist, and I never had the shoulders. I've always been a little short, dumpy guy a little bit. But
yeah, but as veterans, we never stop serving.
No, that's for sure. Doggone sure.
That's why I love the title of your show, Your Next Mission. It's so fitting, I think, for military service and veterans. And I'm so happy to see those sponsors involved, all great companies supporting something really good.
Yeah, you know, I was, but you served, like I said, you served 8. I served 36. Mm-hmm. So I guess sometimes people say I was a slow learner or something like that, but I loved every day I had a time.
You know, I used to joke and say every day in the Marine Corps is 2 days of civilian life.
I never
heard how I'm feeling inside because, I may look like I'm athletic and feeling okay. And on the inside, I wake up with the pains of the military service for sure.
Yeah. I do too. I still get up. You probably exercise a lot. We'll get into the show in just a second. But do you exercise? You still exercise or get up and do PT?
I do, and it's not your normal exercise. I need some support from a trainer, and I just finished, another spine surgery. So 3 spine surgeries since I've left the service.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I was young in the Marine Corps, we didn't think about being 40 or 50 or 60. We were just in the moment. But thankfully, I would go back and do it all again tomorrow. Just to serve the country.
It's really funny. I want to keep talking to you because you're so interesting to talk to anyway. But I think I went from 17 to 55 just like that.
I wouldn't doubt it. Actually, based on what the stories you were telling me, you were in some positions making some very serious decisions for our military members, and those decisions affect those families. Of course, so it's a lot of responsibility, and that can weigh heavy on your heart.
Yeah. One quick thing. I was overran once, 20 wounded and 7 kills. I just a lot of sacrifice for our veterans and families. That's why you guys do is certainly so important to me. Can you tell us a little about the 101-year history of the Armed Services, YMCA, especially in San Diego?
I will. And before I go there, what I want to tell you is I used to say that the Armed Services YMCA is my second best job, first being a sergeant in the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
And lately, I'm starting to feel that it's my number one job.
Yeah.
And that doesn't dismiss the military and the Marine Corps service, but it's so important. It's a way I get to carry on my service to the nation is to be a part of the Armed Services YMCA, for sure.
Well, the thing about it, you know, guys like me and you want to continue to give back because the military, no matter if they took the uniform off, you're still serving. You'll continue to serve. And, mm-hmm. and I love the military. I'm an Army guy. You're a Marine, but we're still brothers in arms.
And, 100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So back to the Armed Services. Why 101 years? We started in 1861 on the national level, which is really neat because Abraham Lincoln was our first donor.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so on both sides of the Civil War, coffee, prayers, writing, reading letters, wound care, Bible study, you know, with the prayers and such. And so Abraham Lincoln felt inspired and left a gift with the traditional regular Y, which is how we're connected, but we're not connected locally.
Yeah.
So there's 12 branches across the nation, run today by retired Vice Admiral Bill French.
Yeah.
Our COO is Admiral Charlie Williams. Fantastic organization, and they got a Marine out here in San Diego. I just say I'm the knucklehead sergeant that guards the budget. So it's my privilege to be a part of the organization. I'm deeply humbled every day to go into work, and I just can't wait to get there. I can't wait for Monday mornings and sometimes Saturdays and Sundays just to innovate, be creative about ways we're going to support the military family beyond the normal course of a program. We're always improvising and getting better at what we do, for sure.
You know, as you're talking right there, I'm thinking about, you probably had a lot of accomplishments here, and you probably did a lot of stuff. Can you tell me, is there anything that sticks out, something that you did for a military family that you said, man, that's a great, I mean, not patting yourself on the back, but something you did that just makes you feel good?
Well, going back to the pat yourself, you know, with our backgrounds, we never pat ourselves on the back. We do it once a year at our annual awards dinner, and I literally tell everybody there, this is going to be our 5 minutes to say good job, and then we're back at it, back to work, because it is about those military families, putting them first. We say this, the military member enlists, the whole family serves.
Yeah.
And so, and everybody knows this, you know this very well, that it's the family together as one unit,
yep.
often you know, apart for 8 months at a time and sometimes mm-hmm. longer. Mm-hmm. I think you were saying 1 year for some of our Army folks out there. That's so challenging on these families. Some of the things I'll share, those special moments, is for me watching the community come together.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk about donors and volunteers, but to me, they're almost like part of our family.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for those folks, we wouldn't be able to do any of the programs and services. But case in point, we've had moments where we had a military mom come in, husband was deployed, and her daughter had brain surgery at the Navy Medical Center San Diego.
Oh my goodness.
The physician recommended a new mattress. So mom sold queen-size mattress to buy a twin. She bought a used twin that had mold inside of it.
Oh, no.
The reason she was trying to sell a larger for a smaller so she can get some food money. And we picked up the phone. We called Jerome's Furniture. And in a moment's notice, they said, we've got this. And it wasn't one mattress. They sent mattresses for the whole family, linens, and more. And on top of that, we provided some funds to help them make it through the month for food and such. And it was so amazing because she had a son who had autism, and he needed a bike to get to school. And at that very moment, a donor walks through the door and says, I've got a brand new bike in my car. Can you guys use it?
Yeah.
There's mom. Bike went to the sun. And it's just, these are some of the situations. I call it the gray area. It's where the military stops and the nonprofit starts, where we can be a little more nimble with some of the ways to serve these military members.
Yeah, you know, I really believe in fate. I think things happen for a reason, and helping people is is really our charter for a lot of us, and especially you, and especially me. I love helping people. I know the main goal of Armed Services YMCA is to strengthen our military family. Can you elaborate, a little bit more on that and discuss the ways that you're going about that?
For sure. And, you know, to me, it's more than a slogan. It's a brand promise, and you got to walk the talk, and so all of our programs and services need to be more than what they look like on a website. They have to really engage with the family and elevate them every step of the way. So one of the ways in which we're doing that is our After School Achievement Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you to think of it as not as after school care, which is somehow, we address it sometimes in that nature. The truth is, when we have these amazing kids attend our programs, it's our job to move them above and beyond where they are. Inspiration, character building, and also help them with that schoolwork to really encourage confidence and support the family unit, because I was a single father. When that homework's going to be done for that family and they come home, it's a lot less stress on that family unit. They can focus on their time and conversations at the dinner table as opposed to worrying about Common Core math and that sort of thing.
You know, I needed you when I was growing up. You know, my mom would say, go do it. No, anyway, I don't know. Hey, how does resilience play in the roles and lives of our military families?
It's such a good question. You know, with your experience, you know all about resiliency, and it's not just a buzzword. You know, it's often put out there, but resiliency is so important, especially with the longer deployments. And what matters to these families is connection. And you know that some of these military spouses won't even share some of the drama or issues they're having with their spouses forward deployed because they don't want to stress them out.
No.
You know? Yeah. So resiliency is a huge factor for the families, and it's something that we focus on in the armed services. Why? One thing I'm really excited about is our Horse of the Sun Ranch that we have up there. It's in Pine Valley. It's 45, 50 minutes from Mission Valley, but it's 33 acres, 11 horses, a place for respite, a place for families to go. And now they can take off their mask and really enjoy their family time with pony rides, archery, leather craft, state-of-the-art laser tag, which the kids love, and even our service members love that as well.
I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, you know, well, you and I would stand at a distance and order people and go in there and take care of that.
Yeah.
You know, but it's really a great place for families to have that time together and really have some rest time. But resiliency is a huge, huge factor for our families for sure.
Yeah, you know, I got I guess because I'm old, I always have stories here. So I was in the Sergeant Major's Academy. My wife had an accident. She didn't tell me.
Mm.
And so I talked to my company commander, and I said, sir, just checking in. He says, yeah, how's your wife doing? I said, what do you mean how's my wife doing? Well, you didn't know she had an accident? No.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I immediately called her. And I says, Glory, do you have an accident? Oh, yeah, it's no big deal. Well, it was a big deal. She stopped on the highway. It was real icy. It was up in Kentucky. She stopped on the highway, and she was going to get out to help somebody, and the lady in front of her stopped also. And when that lady got out of the car behind her slid and hit her, threw in her ditch.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's the military family is so important, and they're you know, so many things go through that. You know, I don't know if I could be a military spouse with the kind of stresses that they go under. But
absolutely, yeah. You know, as a young Marine enlisted, I can relate to what an enlisted member goes through. Yeah. At least back then, because today I think the deployments are even longer.
Yeah.
However, I can never relate. I can empathize what it is to be a military spouse. But, you know, the reality of things is it takes a special person to serve our country in that way, to handle that family. So the resiliency is a factor. Postpartum depression, anxiety, all these are huge factors. As you know, we do a community food distribution at the Armed Services Y. And we, during COVID-19 especially, we were serving roughly 4,000 families a month.
Oh, my goodness.
It was just extreme.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress. And today it's more normalized, and we're very, very efficient in how we do it. But the goal of that program is not to grow that food line. It's to provide resources to that family, which in the future will be cost-effective childcare.
Yeah.
And other resources, job placement, education, anything we can do to get those families out of a food line, because that's not our goal. You know, I'm a former chief operations officer at Feeding San Diego. I know how to do it. I could have food distributions throughout San Diego and raise a lot of money and funds trying to support these military in that way. But that's not our goal. Our goal is to elevate and strengthen those families and to give them all the tools. And by the way, that also means working with natural partners with like Navy Marine Corps Relief, Words Alive, you know, STEP, Support the Enlisted Project, any organization that we can partner with that'll help be natural partners and help elevate those families.
Yeah, you know, you made me think of a couple of things here. One is that One of the things I always heard, especially when I was on active, there's a lot of service member on food stamps. Mm-hmm. And I can never get a number about people on food stamps. Mm-hmm. The other thing is and maybe it's a little bit different now. I think I live month to month. Mm-hmm. And I think now a lot of younger people, I'm not saying I'm old here, a lot of younger people, I think, overspend their money too much, or they spend too much money. They don't know how to balance their money.
It's so interesting. I'm so happy you brought this up, because often we talk about community food distributions. And then we can go to a funder and raise dollars to do that. And you have to look, if you're in the nonprofit sector and you're serious about your mission, you have to look at root cause analysis.
Yeah.
Like I said, I could do food distribution all over San Diego. Root cause analysis, you have to find out why is the family. Nobody wakes up on Thursday morning and says, I can't wait to go get in a food line today.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're not excited about it. Now, when you do it, you should do distribution with dignity. So we have music, we don't have the families waiting, we have a registration process. And so they're not waiting for hours. They're there for 10 minutes before they get through. But there's other resources and tools available to them. But going back to root cause analysis is financial literacy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Education,
yeah.
employment,
mm-hmm.
cost-effective childcare, and believe it or not, cooking classes.
Mm-hmm.
Many families might go to McDonald's, and anymore, not to throw McDonald's under the bus, any more fast food can be quite costly. It seems convenient, but by the time you go through, it's very expensive. It's not nutritious. For the most part. So at least the choices might not be. So those families, if you can educate a family and give them all the tools, because you and I both know that we have a lot of families getting married at a young age and having children, more children. And that's no judgment. That's just a fact of life. They're in expensive San Diego. It's expensive to live here. And in some cases, they might buy a very expensive vehicle to go with it. And so there is a part of making sure the families have financial literacy and all those other tools available to them. We have so many amazing corporate donors. And when I go to those donors and I talk about the resiliency of a military spouse and transitioning service members, they're excited, especially about the military spouse. I think the military spouse is sometimes forgotten and sometimes not spoken about enough.
Mm-hmm.
But talk about a talented, skilled, resilient, strong individual.
Yeah.
It's a military spouse. As a matter of fact, I don't know the full story, but there's a story of a long time ago when an angel is making human beings. And he makes this one very special human being that God ordered. And as he's making this special human being, he has to take all the love and emotions and strength and resiliency and all these things and pack it into one human being. The angel thought it was impossible. And at the very end of making this beautiful human being, they notice a tear. And the woman says, "That's a miracle. How did you get a tear there?" And he says, "I didn't put it there." And he said, "It's a military spouse."
Oh!
Yeah, and I got to tell you, it was a tearjerker for me.
Yeah.
I'm not telling.
It was made me cry when you say that.
I'm not even telling the story correctly, but I'll say that that really resonated for me.
Yeah,
watching these military spouses every day. That's why I can say now, as we have this conversation between you and I can declare that my number one job in my life has been working for the armed services. Why? Because I get a chance to support military spouses.
Well, you make a difference
for sure.
You can see the difference that you make. I got one more question before we say a couple of other things here, real quick.
Yeah.
I always used to wonder, there's a lot of people that come in the military now that already have a 3 or 4 kids,
mm-hmm.
and they come in and they're, I guess a private or in the Army, I'm a corporal or a private in the Marine Corps. Do you see a lot of that where they have 3 or 4 kids and they're junior enlisted?
I do. We see some of this, with larger families and such. And I do know that it's extremely challenging to find, especially now with COVID-19, to find new recruits.
Mm-hmm.
And, I read an article that said that only 20% of high school graduates actually qualify for military service based on test scores. It's a lot more advanced than what I went through
mm-hmm.
to finish all the schooling and such. And
I don't even think it's that high. I think it's really,
Yeah, I mean,
well, I think 2 or 3 out of 10 or something.
The sentiments in the country and physical shape and the ability mm-hmm. to do all the, pass the PFT and, mm-hmm. and the PRT. So I think it's extremely challenging to find qualified candidates. I do know that one of the most important things I've ever done is raise my right hand and take an oath to the country.
Yeah.
And it's a special moment. My dad actually was the one who enlisted me into the service.
Wow.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But a great memory. But for me, finding qualified candidates, I think the Coast Guard's short 1,500 right now.
Yeah.
And that's a lot for the Coast Guard. U.S. Navy, same thing. So we've got to find folks that feel the call to duty. the call to serve the country. And, you know, in some cases they have larger families. I know the military is doing the best they can. One of the senior officials told me, he says, Tim, our budget is for bandages and bullets, you know, and I understand that. And they also understand the importance of the military family. And that's why you have so many wonderful nonprofits out there stepping up and standing by their sides to support them.
You know, I could probably talk to you for hours about this. You know, when they start making cuts, they always start cutting family programs in the military. Because really, I mean, let's be honest about one thing. The mission of the United States military, all services, is to fight and win our nation's war. And, you know, that's the way it is. And sometimes they do cut family programs that they should not, never cut. So we're talking with Mr. Tim Nye, Executive Director at the Army Services YMCA in San Diego. And you're listening to Your Next Mission podcast with me. I always love saying with me, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major. I tell you what, Tim has got me so pumped up today, I don't know what to do. And don't forget, if you're enjoying this, if you're not enjoying this, something's wrong with you. But please like us and click on that subscribe button below. Tim, to continue on our discussion, education plays a key role in just about everything that we do, and especially in Armed Services YMCA. And I know it holds a special place in your heart. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, as a young child, let's just start off. I wasn't popular. I didn't have nice clothing. My parents went through a very difficult divorce, and my mom passed away, actually, at a young age. And, you know, imagine not being the popular kid and your mom passes away. And on top of that, and I don't know why, they announced it on the loudspeaker at my school.
Your mom passed away, they announced it a lot.
They did. She was a member of the PTA.
And for some reason,
they shared that information. And like I said, very difficult times. My test scores weren't that good. I remember a teacher, kids teasing me. On the field, you know, as we went to recess and such, packs of kids. And, you know, I'm getting in fights and that sort of thing. And
ouch.
Yeah, that's when I became a Marine.
And
my dad, God bless him, you know, he'd say things like, he'd scold me for getting in a fight. And then he'd say, did you win?
Yeah.
You know, and as a young man, it was very confusing. And I love my dad today, so no judgments there. But it was a hard time in my life. And, you know, with all the kids, and then the teacher would send me off to the library. And I'd sit in the library for the entire day, you know, not doing schoolwork, not doing anything, just looking at photos and slides of sharks and bees and that sort of thing. And finally, there was a little old lady. Now, I say little old lady, she's probably only 40 years old. Because remember, I'm in second grade.
Yeah, you're not very old.
So there she was. And what she did was she sat with me during recess and after school, and she'd help me read. She'd help me do my math homework, and she'd give me a little bit of popcorn. And I'll tell you today, if I knew her name or if I knew who she was, I'd erect a statue for her, because all I needed was a little bit of love, a little bit of compassion, and somebody that believed in me. And it was just phenomenal. And so that's where the After School Achievement Academy came to my heart, because I want these military kids to understand that they're special. And that it's more than just babysitting or watching them. We're embracing them as amazing human beings that can do whatever they want in life. You know, a lot of times kids don't say, well, my dad and mom are deployed, so they're serving our country, and that's important.
Yeah.
The kids usually think in their mind, hey, you know, it's my birthday today. If my dad really cared about me, he'd be here. They're not thinking, it's my birthday and it's okay because my dad's overseas. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, they may say, it's my birthday, I wish my dad was here, and I hope he's okay. That's a heavy burden on a child's heart, not to mention the veteran who has PTSD mm-hmm. and the child trying to be the caregiver at 8, 9, 10 years old.
Yeah.
Because they take it on, for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting just listening to you talk how close our lives parallel. I mean, I grew up, I was not a good kid. And I struggled with some stuff there. And the last, I've told a lot of people this story, but the last 2.5 years of my life, I lived in a duplex. Mm-hmm. It was a one-bedroom, one kitchen, one front room, but it was me, my mom, and sister. So I ended up living in a laundry room. I had a bed that fold open, and I could just, you know, just big enough to get in the laundry room, and I'd pick my feet up and close the door, and at three shelves, I'd put my clothes on a little vent, I'd look out.
Mm-hmm.
But just looking at you, I mean, you really, quite frankly, you motivate me, because it's not where you start in life; it's where you finish. And you ever one last thing? Yeah. I know you, but it's if you could go back now and say, "Hey, look at me." I'm sure you don't want to do that, but mm-hmm. but do you ever go back and see people that maybe you haven't seen in a few years? Say, you know, and talk to maybe class reunions or something.
You know, not in a while, but I'm connected on social media with a few of those folks.
So is everybody else.
Yeah, right. And what I'm going to say is, for the folks listening today, you want them to subscribe and share and like, and they should.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think a lot of your listeners, if not all, can relate to just what you and I are talking about.
Yeah.
Everyone's got challenges. Everyone's got something going on. And the reality of things is you became a sergeant major 36 years, you know, United States Army. And, you know, I am very blessed and fortunate. I don't know how I got my position, but I'm executive director, right? So I think part of it is luck, part of it is sheer will and driven, but we all have that not good enough shadow, that part of us that, you know, and even today when I wake up on some days, I'm like, wow, you know, how am I feeling? And that's a struggle for veterans today too, especially with their transitions. And we know that these kids have it, the moms have it, the spouses, the military members all have this. And so that's part of strengthening that military family is to meet them where they're at and do our best to inspire them to a new level, especially those kids.
Yeah, I always talk about the circle of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to keep stepping in another circle. And I think what I did and what you did too is you kept stepping forward in life.
Mm-hmm.
You kept moving forward. And I'm sure just based on listening to you talk here that you never accepted no for the answer. You just said,
I can't believe it. You know, when I can't believe the story. My dad told me when he went out for first, when he went to Force Recon, they told me he didn't make it and he kept running.
Yeah.
And I remember that story. When I went for Alpha Company 3rd Recon in-doc screening, they ordered me in the truck. I was the third guy back. They said they're taking the front two. I kept going. They said it's an order, get in the truck. I kept going. They took me. Right. And so I remember that story. But there is a part of forward momentum. But as you say that, I also think of how many times I've moved forward three steps and taken one step back.
That's okay.
And fallen, and how many people think that success is a you know, this curve.
Yeah.
And it's omnidirectional. It's filled
like
with
this,
pain and stumbling and all those wonderful things.
Yeah.
That they're all the life lessons that we learn, right? But again, you know, I keep all of that in mind as we move forward with our programs. And fortunately, I'm not a one-man show. You know, a good friend of ours, Drew Schlossberg, I shared with him, the secret to our success is we have five executive directors, not one.
Yeah.
Our titles are only for the outside, and our staff are passionately driven to do our programs and services. And like I said earlier, I'm the knucklehead Marine that guards the budget.
You know?
So that's the good news. And I get the fortunate, you know, time to sit here with you and do this podcast. But the reality is the strength of who we are, the strength. They say, I want to remember the book. It's called – it's a circle book. It's with Phil – he was the Lakers head coach. I'm trying to remember his name right now. Phil
Jackson, wasn't it?
Phil Jackson.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said the strength of the pack is the wolf.
Yeah.
And the strength of the wolf is the pack.
Yeah.
And that's how it is at the Armed Services, why, for sure.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I could probably talk to you for all day. And let me – real quick, do you have a website? A website?
We do. So folks that are interested in volunteering, learning more about the programs and services – you know, making a small donation, can go to asysd.org. Again, it's asysd.org. That'll go right to the San Diego location. But I encourage them to come visit us or watch our videos if they're inspired by this podcast as well.
Well, look, one thing about that is just don't talk about taking care of people. Take care of people. And my good friend Tim, we are good friends now, is doing what he should be doing. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. You're watching Your Next Mission Podcast.
You're watching Your Next Mission, proudly presented by the Cavalry Agency. They help brands dominate no matter their size. Ideas, strategy, action. This is Cavalry. Learn more at cavalry.com. Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Purdue Global, providing affordable online education for hardworking adults. Learn more about a personalized, innovative, and world-class education at purdueglobal.edu. Veterans United Home Loans, the number one VA lender for five straight years. If you're buying, they're funding your dreams. Learn more at veteransunited.com. Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. I'm the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack Altheld, and we're blessed to be here today with Tim Nye, Executive Director of the Armed Services YMCA in San Diego. And I want all the listeners to reach out to me directly. Tell us about your transition. Tell us what, you know, what topics do you want us to cover on the show? You know, this, I tell people all the time, this is not our podcast, it's my podcast, it's your podcast. You know, we want to know what you want to have on the show. You can call or text me at 844-424-1134, and I'll actually reach back out to you. I'll contact you. Or you can send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Okay, let's pick it up where we left off. Tim, we're heading into our final segment with you today. And first of all, I want to say right up front here, I've had a great time just talking to you. And I really hope you've enjoyed it too. Just a couple of more questions there. There are some great things on the horizon for the Armed Services YMCA. Can you talk about all the new programs that you have?
I can, actually. So one thing that happened in December 2019, I mentioned a little earlier, was the donation of the Horse of the Sun Ranch. And that ranch was serving military veterans, and now we've really made it a ranch for all. When Mr. Jerry Hall made that donation, it's the Armed Services-wise ranch on paper, as far as title, mm-hmm. but it is a ranch for all. When I say that, active duty military, the families, our veterans, first responders, teachers, everyone in the San Diego community, I want them to come and enjoy that ranch.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you get a lot of active duty? Do you get more active duty or veterans, or what kind of mixture do you get?
As an organization, we're probably 99.9% active duty military. That's our charter. That's what we're serving as our active duty military members. Yeah. All of that said, we partner with many nonprofits that are serving veterans, you know, that are out there at the Horse of the Sun and in other locations as well. And we as an organization, we don't like rules. And I say that because it's very important to my nonprofit colleagues. Oftentimes we get focused or too laser focused on, you know, we can serve someone if they're an E6 and below, or we can serve someone with this parameter. When someone shows up on your doorstep and they're in a place of need, we're going to take care of them, no matter what the situation is.
So your goal is E6 and below? Is that what you're...
No, you know, I'm just emphasizing, sometimes we make rules as a nonprofit, and when someone shows up, we got to take care of them.
I got it.
You know, you don't know the backstory for someone, you know, or the situation per se, but it's important that we just take care of, I always say, pretend as if the donor is watching. Now, fortunately, we don't have to do that because we already know the right answer. Mm-hmm. Someone shows up, it's a humble thing to show up, you know, when someone's in need. The other really neat thing that I'm motivated and super excited about, and I get calls for job offers all the time and I don't take them. And I'll tell you why, because I'm going to finish what I started. And right now we're working on a capital campaign to take our location from 5,400 square feet upwards of 15,000 square feet. But that's just the building. That's just a facility. You're a sergeant major. You know buildings aren't important. It's the people.
Absolutely.
And we're going to expand our programs and services exponentially to carry out our mission even farther. Yeah. And that's really exciting for me.
You know, I'm going to brag a little bit here. Hope you don't mind, but if you do mind, you got to listen. I got a text today from a guy I met in 1985. As you get a little bit older, you don't realize the people you make contact with and the people you assist and help. And so the kind of impact that you have, you really sometimes probably don't know the impact that or the changes or the help that you give people, I guess.
You know, I say that to my staff all the time, that they'll never know the difference they made in the world. They just won't, because what they do for a young child today, that child may go off and be a sergeant major in the Army. And then that person will affect so many other lives. And so for me, the small things that we do each and every day, and you know this too, it's like a ripple effect. I go to Starbucks, so I have a habit of doing this. So if you're watching now, find me and go to Starbucks.
You get a free Starbucks?
I will buy the person's coffee in front of me all the time, and they're shocked that someone bought them coffee. Yeah. But I do it because it's a chance for me to meet someone new and just to have some gratitude. Yeah. And you don't have to serve in the military to serve our country.
Yeah.
You can serve our country by honoring those veterans that did serve, by going to college or whatever it is, living your dreams. and being a good American.
I got to tell you, I'm hovering in my chair. I don't know if you can see it. I don't know if you can see it or not. I am so pumped. We spoke in preparation for the show, about the show on transition. Can you tell me about your transition out of the military?
I remember it like yesterday. And the thing is,
Was it a nightmare?
It was a nightmare. I was a First Force Recon Marine. I was a single father, not with full custody yet.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was so confident. I said, hey, sure, no problem. I'm going to get out of the Marine Corps and it'll be fine. And so I got a small severance. I got out, and within no time, I was sleeping on my neighbor's floor about 6 months. And during that 6 months, I had full custody of my young son, Elias, who now, as I said, is a Navy pilot. And he was in a sleeping bag, and it was a massive struggle. I had a retail job, college full time, drop out of college, you know, working full time, such a struggle. And that's why I say that success is not a straight line. It's, for me anyways, it was very jagged, but all the jaggedness of that and all the resiliency was it made life sweet.
Yeah.
It makes life sweet.
Yeah. You know, again, I can relate to so many things that you said. It just, if you don't realize life isn't perfect,
mm-hmm.
and you just sort of take the good with the bad. The other thing is, I think you just kind of put your head down and move forward.
True. Know? It's about, you know, pulling up your bootstraps and getting on with things. And what I'll say to my veterans and service members today is a couple things. One is there's so many programs and services now. Pay attention. A lot of the military members get now, I think 70%. They're young, and so their minds aren't always focused, and they can reach out to a mentor. I had all the opportunity to talk to my platoon sergeant and my platoon commander, mm-hmm. both of which were super supportive. But as a young Marine, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
And going back, that would have been my number one thing to do, is reach out to them and just have that conversation. The second thing is, if you're a veteran,
I guess why didn't you do it?
You know, I had a lot of shame around being on frequent deployments and leaving my son. You know, I wanted to be with him. And also I had a small injury that turned into a larger injury, three mm-hmm. surgeries today. But I think I didn't do it because I was just determined to get out. And I was overly confident about getting out. Today, fortunately, we have a lot more programs that are out there for transitioning service members. One of my concerns is the veterans, those veterans who didn't land on their feet, you know, today. Hopefully they can watch this now and they can reach out to me or anyone for that matter. I make it a habit in my life to support anyone and everyone that reaches out to me. If you ask me for help, I'm going to do everything I can to elevate that person or pass them on to the person who can, for sure.
Yeah, you know, I'm just so pumped. I'm glad there's people like you, because I'm the same way. I mean, I want to help as many people as I can. I tell people, you know, God put you on there God put everybody on this earth to do something special, to make a difference. And what you guys are doing is making a difference. There's no question about that. And I just, I thank you, not just from me, but really from, now I know, don't be offended, from all the Army guys here.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
All the Army guys, but thank you for what you're doing. It's a big deal, and you're making a difference. And again, for you and all the people that are associated with YMCA, you're making a great difference. Any final thoughts? Anything you want to?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, my final thought is that I stick with, and this is, I always say, what does your tombstone say? Or what's your legacy? What are people going to know you for? Or on your final days, not even the other people, on your final days, when you're having that final moment, you know, when you reflect on your life, what does it look like? And for me, just like yourself, I want to be able to reflect back on the lives that I helped and the lives that I've saved.
Yeah.
And we do that through others, whatever it looks like. If someone's watching today, they want to learn more about the Armed Services Y, please go to asysd.org.
Mm-hmm.
Again, asysd.org. We're obviously kindred spirits. You said earlier, brothers, for sure.
That's right.
Just one has 36 years, one has 8 years.
Quitter.
right, exactly. So I'm really happy to be here, and thanks very much for having us.
Oh, golly. I just am so pumped up from talking to you. And I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. It's so uplifting to run into somebody that hopefully I can be like, to tell you the truth. I mean, I hope that I present myself in the same way that you have today, because you're such a great role model for a lot of people. And I can't believe I have so much fun here. I don't want to stop, but I'm going to have to stop. Thanks to Tim Dye, and you know, I'm Jack F. Tully, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been listening to Your Next Mission podcast. And thank you for listening today. please visit our website on yournextmission.org and leave me a review. Hopefully now it's a good review, but if it's a bad review, I can take that too. I'm a big guy. You can also visit our partners there who can provide you with so many services that will assist you in your transition from the military. Also visit our corporate partners and see all the jobs that are available for you. We want to try to put as many veterans to work as we can. And please know we want to assist you in any way that we can. Just like Tim. Tim wants to assist you. I want to assist you. But you got to talk to us. You got to tell us what you want. Please follow me on all the social media pages. I never thought I'd ever say this in my entire life. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And if you enjoyed this discussion, I hope that you did. But if you enjoyed this discussion with Tim, please like us and click on that subscribe button below. Now, remember, if you want to get that free T-shirt, leave some information so we can send you one. As I said earlier, we have a very special Your Next Mission T-shirt. The next 20 subscribers, you can get one. So please, again, leave that comment below and give us your address or whatever so we can help you out. Don't forget, we want to hear you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134, and or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And here's what will really surprise you. I'll actually contact you back. It'll be me. I'll call you or talk to you, but let me know. Thanks again, Tim Nye, for being with us today. It was great having you on the podcast. No question about that. And I want to leave you with three things to remember. We're dedicating season two of Your Next Mission to all of those veterans and family members who struggle with mental illness, which so often has led to someone taking their own life. And I've told this story, and I'm going to tell it again, probably tell it all year. I've had two friends of mine, and probably in the last 6 months, that have committed suicide. Please reach out to somebody you haven't spoken to in a long time and just check on them, see how they're doing. I always call it a buddy check. You can call it whatever you want, but talk to them and see how they're doing. And that'll mean a lot. And, just check on them, see how they're doing okay. Not just the veterans, the family too. Second, I just like Tim, I'm proud to serve in the military. And I'm proud of every day I serve in the military. And so for you people that are really pumped up about being in your service, wear your hat. I'll wear my Army hat. I wear it just about every doggone day, but I'd like you to wear that hat on Fridays. And here's the kicker. You can send me your photo. I'll put it on my social media channels. And, it's together we can build we can do anything. We're a family. We can help people. We can do the kind of things that, people probably just don't understand about the kind of challenges that we go through. And I want to encourage, I want to encourage all of you to do all you can to help. The last thing, I want to encourage everyone who's listening to reach out to your neighbor. Offer a smile or just really a helping hand. Together, let's try to bridge that divide that has affected so many of us. Again, thanks for listening. And thanks to Cloudcast Media and, of course, our four presenting sponsors, Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, and Purdue University Global. And of course, Veterans United Home Loans. We appreciate all that you do offer our military. And just like always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.
Cloudcast Media.